Mr. Hayashi, do you have a minute? I'd like to talk to you about this year's special summer course.
Sure. What is it?
I'd like to teach a course called Why You Should Study.
That's an unusual theme.
Yes, and that's why I think it would be meaningful to do it.
How many students do you teach in your regular classes right now?
I'm teaching 3 classes, and there are about 70 students in all.
If it's likely that more than 15 students will register, you can do it.
Yes, I think there will be at least 15 students.
On what grounds do you say that? Have you asked the students in class already?
No, I haven't. But I talk about things like that when we chat outside of class. They always seem interested. So I'm thinking 15 people shouldn't be a problem.
Questions and answers.
What does the woman ask Mr. Hayashi about?
This year's special summer course.
What's the condition for teaching the course?
That more than 15 students will likely register.
Has the teacher told his students about the course in class?
No, he hasn't. Well, chatting is like a free additional service. If they were to actually take the course, it would cost money.
I think the students feel there's value in the things I'm saying.
If their parents are willing to pay for anything that their child wants, then maybe that would be good enough. The child can simply say, I want to take the course. And their parents will pay. But in most families, that's not the case, is it? Will the parents feel the course is worth paying money for? You haven't looked into that yet, have you? Questions and answers.
What's the difference between chatting and actually taking a course?
Taking a course would cost money.
What should the teacher look into?
Whether the parents feel the course is worth paying money for.
What do you suggest I do?
First, see how many students are interested. Ask them during class, I want to teach a course during summer about so-and-so. Who would be interested in taking the course?
Okay.
If nobody is interested at that point, you won't get 15 students.
You're right.
And before you ask your students, you should tell them clearly how important you think the course is.
And if many students say they want to take the course, you'll let me teach it?
Actually, that's not enough. First, you have to tell them clearly that it's your first time to teach such a course. And then you explain that you can't offer the course unless you know students will probably register.
I see.
And it would be a good idea to say something like this. If you're interested, please ask your parents if you can take the course. If there are 15 students, I will be able to offer the course. This course is the culmination of what I've long wanted you to know. I really hope I can offer this course.
I wonder if they will ask their parents.
If they want to take the course, I think they will. To get them to ask, it's important that you explain your reason. In other words, you have to stress that this is your first time. And you have to tell them that you can't offer the course unless you know beforehand that a certain number of students will likely register. Questions and answers.
What does Mr. Hayashi suggest the teacher do?
See how many students are interested.
Should the teacher explain that it's her first time to teach the course?
Yes, she should.
What should the teacher ask interested students to do?
Ask their parents if they can take the course.
But if I were to go that far, I think I would be able to just do it on my own. I wouldn't have to offer the course through a cram school.
You mean you would be able to offer the course with fewer people if you rented an inexpensive site on your own? Or do you mean you would be able to offer the course at a lower fee? Or are you saying you want to offer the course for free because it's something you really want your students to know?
No, I would prefer charging money for the course.
Then are you saying you want to offer the course by charging a fee, but not here at the cram school?
No, that's not the case either. It would be better if the school collected the fees.
Before you said, if I were to go that far. But remember, even if you offer the course, it's meaningless if there are no students.
Yes, I agree.
So I'm not saying this to be difficult. I'm just saying that if you want to try something new, it's important you do the research. Questions and answers.
Does the teacher want to teach the course at the school or on her own?
She wants to teach the course at the school.
Does the teacher want to teach the course for free?
No, she doesn't. She wants to charge money.
According to the director, what's important when trying something new?
Doing the research.